Friends, in today's video, I want to share two secrets about Fatima, and I hope you've enjoyed this whole series of stories, or Fatima stories, and these different secrets that I've been sharing. Please watch all of them. So definitely one of them, and it's the one thing that I hate about Fatima, and it's about how depressing it is when you're going to leave. Being here is one of the most amazing things on earth. You literally feel like you're in heaven, and today is the second to last day for us, and we're getting so depressed. We do not want to come home. It's a terrible feeling. It's really difficult to describe, but some of you maybe have had that before, and that's definitely one thing that I do not like about coming here. You simply do not want to go home, and that's a bittersweet reality of touching heaven on earth. But the second thing is, again, following up from yesterday, the fact that these saints, the three shepherd children, are so close to us. So a little bit about Fatima geography is, Fatima is this town, and then sometimes you hear Ahustrel, and Ahustrel is the town where the children lived. There is also Valinhos, and Valinhos is the little specific spot where the Blessed Mother appeared to them in August. That was when they were taken by the mayor of Urem, a nearby larger city. He took them into a jail that disrupted the 13th of August, and she appeared to them on the 17th. And Valinhos is where that is. I'm going to see if I can put some video of that. But Ahustrel, the town where they grew up and lived, many of the old houses are still there, and it is amazing. This is something that you have to come see. You can see the House of Lucia and go inside, although they're remodeling it right now. You could see the house of Jacinth and Francisco, who are siblings. And as I said in a previous video, their family still lives in the area. You can actually see the room where Francisco was born. You can see the bed in which he died. And then it's actually in a different space, the room where he died, which is just such an unbelievable grace to be able to touch that. In fact, I bought several objects that I touched to that bed. Another awesome thing that happened to me is I bought two statues of the little saints of Jacinth and Francisco. When I was buying the statue of Francisco, I didn't realize that they didn't take card, they only took cash. So I bought that statue with what cash I had, and I couldn't buy Jacinth. And I was like, okay, I guess I have to leave Jacinth behind. Went back to my car, I knew I had enough coins there. I got the coins, I got the €8 that I needed. And I just felt this inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And the woman at whose shop I was buying, she's a niece to the shepherd children. So in other words, her mother was sister to their mother. So they were her aunt and uncle. And so I asked her, can you please kiss the statue of Saint Jacinta? Because that will be the closest that I can get to her kissing it. And of course she did, and that statue will live with me joyously, and I will venerate it and ask for many blessings from her. So right there, about 2 kilometers away, is the town of Ahustrel. If you come to Fatima, you will know people go there. It is amazing to touch this, to kind of connect all of this history. So again, I keep repeating, my friends, share these videos, watch all of them that I've been putting out every day. And if you want to come on a pilgrimage with me next year in March, my wife and I are planning. You know, in many pilgrimages, when you come to Fatima, you only come for 2 days. We've been here for about 7 nights. And so the more that we're here, the more that there is to unpack. You cannot see all of that if you come for just 1 night or 2 nights, as is typical of most trips. So please, we've been praying, we've been seeing some local places, we've been eating delicious local food, not just kind of the places that the big buses always take you. We've really had an amazing time. So if you're interested in that type of a trip that really explores, really stays in one place, really prays, really meditates, tries strange, authentic things, just has an amazing time, then please message me down below. And for all of you that messaged me about the Fatima water, we have about 60 bottles. To those of you, we will be messaging you so that you can send us your address, and then we'll talk about how we're going to get that to you. Check out tomorrow's last Fatima story. Thank you for joining me for today's. God bless you. I will see you in the next one.